Isha, she yoisat rachel. An Isha that was like urinating. And v'rosa dam. It's in the bowl, she found dam. After she finished, she's for dam. So Shaila is, where did the dam come from? Did the dam come from the makor where she's tummy? Or do we say it came with the urine? It came like maybe from the kidney it came from. She had a mark inside, she had a wound inside. So Rav Meir says like this. Rav Meir Oimer, if she was standing when she was urinating, then Tameya. Then we say, since she was standing over and urine came out, but the legs were close together, so how to push its way through? So we have before once, the swar is then that the urine goes upwards a little bit into the, near the makor, near the womb, and that could cause blood to come out. Then we say she's Tameya. But him Yuvim Yosheva, she was sitting down, then the urine comes out normal, then we say that the dam does not come from the makor, from the place of nidus, when she's matamereglayim. Therefore we say she's Torah, that this dam, some came from the urine tract, and it was from the kidneys, and therefore she's Torah. Rabbi Yosi says, no, ben kach or ben kach Torah. He holds both times, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, he holds that b'shasis, when the urine comes out, no dam from the makor comes out then. And Mormon Stavra said the dam comes from the urine tract, and therefore she serves dam mako and not dam nido. What's going to be now ish v'isha shosetz rochein matrecha safon? Let's say a man and a lady, both take one after another. They use the same bowl and they both will let out urine. And v'nimtza dam alamayim, and afterwards we find blood in the mayim. So now, like it's a sveitzveika, we don't know if the dam came from the man and pshita, then she's Torah, or maybe the dam came from her. And even if it came from her, we don't know where it came from the urine tract, or it come from the may need us, dam need us. So Rabbi Yosi Bitar, Rabbi Yosi says here it's Torah. A little bit more of a question, of course, pshita. Rabbi Yosi says in the Reisha that she's Torah, even if it's only one Isha. And here, like it's a sveitzveika, of course, pshita that she's Torah. But Rabbi Yosi says she's Mitar. And the Chiddush here is where Rabbi Shimon Metam, Rabbi Shimon says, no, she's Tamei. And why? Because he holds Shein Derech Ish Lohitzi Dam, because the man usually does not let blood out. So therefore, it's like the man is not in the picture. It's only a Sofik in the Isha, Ela Shechazkosa Dovim in Isha. The Chazok of the Dam came from the Isha. So the Dam came from the Isha, it's more mistaken to say that it came from her. And therefore, that's if Shimon Shita is not like Rabbi Yosi before, but he holds that it comes from the Isha, we say the stomach came from the Makor, from the Dam Nidus. And he doesn't make a difference whether she was sitting or whether she was standing at all times. Whenever she finds Dam, it's not Mestavra, he'll hold it comes from the urine tract, but rather it always comes from the Dam Nidus. According to Rabbi Shimon, she's Temeya. The Loch here will make with Pasmach Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tohira. Even though it's only an Ish alone, whether she's standing or whether she's sitting, we hold that she's Torah. And we say, Mestama, the dam came from the urine tract and not from Hanidus. Adamor says, what's Chandra Meyer, Maish Noi Medes? Why do we say if she's standing and she lets out urine? The Amrina we say, May Raglaim Hodala Makor. If Shat is, then the urine comes out, if I push it upwards a little bit, and it goes to the Makor, Hodala Makor, to where the womb is, and the icy dam, therefore dam comes out from the womb, from the makor, and therefore dam needs to say she's tummy. And so Yeshev's nami say the same for when she's sitting also. Neymar, why don't I say may raglaim hodel makor also, even when she's sitting, but maybe when the urine comes out, some urine goes up a little bit into the near the womb, and that could also cause the dam needs to come out. The icy dam will bring dam. So Hurri, like if we know for sure she saw Dam, now we should go to the Sofa Yeraisa, we should be Machmir, we should say she's Tamei. So what do you say if she's sitting, she's Torah? So the answer is Omar Shmuel says like this. The Mezanekis, the Mishnah Zafka talking about which she's Mezanekis means where the urine is coming out in a flow. Rashi says Mezanekis means Mekalechis, is a strong flow of urine coming out. The Chivon the Norfolk Bikilur comes out in one flow, Kiyurche normally, then loy dechika, she's not by pushing it out. For loy hoda me raglam la makor, then the urine does not go up the track to the womb. The enderech dam makor lot says im raglam minas dam. We don't say any dam from the makor drips out while she's urinating. We don't say that. So therefore, if she's mezanekes, that's why she said when she's sitting, we said that she's Torah. Let's say at the end, where just small drops are coming out, then I did the ukma nashi, she like holds it back, or only small drops are coming out, then we could say hodor. Maybe the urine does go up to the womb, and then kilo makes all the same alak like she's standing. But medes bonisha standing yeshul zanek. Then the flow can't come a straight flow of urine, but rather comes drops by drops. So when he says yeshev is tera, means she's being zanekis. The dam is coming, the urine is coming flowing straight out, and then that urine does not go upwards at all; goes straight out. And therefore we say there's no dam from the makor. It's only dam from the urine tract, and she's tyra. So Rav says, why? Mizanek is nam, even when there's a straight flow of urine, dilma may be boss of the tamamai, after she finishes urinating, maybe then also dam, maybe that dam, then the dam will come. So she finds dam in the bowl, maybe the dam was from after, from dam nidus. So Rashi learns what it means to say is that dilma boss of the tamamai means also dam mimikol, where Michael is like lion, mashmi after she finished urinating altogether. Turns out the fact to say no, it means not when she finished altogether, but just means after the zinik, after the straight flow came, at the end when it was shaysa, just drops by drop, maybe there some dam came out then. So again, she should be suffered if you suffered the rice, she's called a chumra, which you say she's tamay. So my answer is, Omer Rav Abba, the case here is be yosheves al svas hasefel. Here we're talking about where she's sitting, al svas hasefel, she's sitting at the svas, at the tip of the bowl. Like we would have on the seat, she's sitting on the seat there. And therefore it's like this, uve mezanekes, when the urine goes straight out, flowing out, b'toich hasefel. Then it comes straight into the bowl, it doesn't touch the sides of the rim. But, and this, that's the case. And now, but now a case here is v'nim tzadam b'toich hasefel. We only find dam in the bowl and not on the rim around where she was sitting. So therefore, the emisiv was like you want to say maybe the boss of the tamamai was after she finished the flow of urine. At the end, that's when the dam came out. So that dam doesn't shoot out; that just drips out. If so, osal svas hasefel bol l'shachuchei. You should have found it then around the rim of the bowl, around the chair. The seat that she's sitting in, that's where you should have found the dam. You shouldn't have just found it in the bowl. So since we found it only in the bowl and not around the rim, that's a proof to say the dam came out when she was mezanekes. And therefore, when she was mezanekes, then the svara is only dam from the urine tract and not from the makor. Because if your question was maybe the dam came out after she finished the mezanekes, after she finished urinating, then some dam came out. That would have just dripped out drip by drop. So then that should have been found on the rim of the bowl, like on the seat. Since no dam was found there, for sure the dam did not come out afterwards. It only came out to shas the urine when it was an ekis. And therefore we say she's Torah. It's not shchir for dam needed to come out then when she's being as an ekis. Sashkan Reb Meir. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'yamr lo som siyam Reb Yudom HaShmuel, halachak Reb Yosi. We take a paskin l'kula. Reb Yosi says in the Mishnah, whether she was standing or whether she was sitting, in both cases we say she's Torah. In both cases we say it's not a dera for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's dam from the urine. The chain oirele Reb Abba lekala, same Reb Abba taught halacha to kala, Rashi says the name of a person, that he has to shayla happen by him. The halacha Reb Yosi, halacha takas like Reb Yosi, that if you make a lift, if you find dam in the bowl, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, in both cases we say it's Torah. It's not a bearer for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's more shchir for the dam, for the dam of the urine from the kidneys came out. Does here. Then it says the Mishnah ish v'isha. What's given the case where both used the bowl, the same bowl, afterwards, one after another? So it was the machlokes that Reb Yosi again said Torah, and Reb Shimon was the one that said metame. He boiled over a question like this. Ish v'isha oimdim, mal yom Reb Meir. What's going to be if both an Ish and an Isha were standing when they were mata merag lying and used the same bowl one after another? What would Reb Meir say in the Sefer? It's in the Reisha Reb Meir said that when an Isha is oimedes, she's tamei. What's going to be in the Sefer? Reb Meir doesn't say. So what's going to be the lacha there where both Ish and Isha use the same bowl? would he be machmed there also? Maybe there it's a swike swike of golakula. The shavu like this. Kiyom Rav Meir, wonder Rav Meir says she's tamei b'chad sveika, only with Isher alone. So only a suffer came out from her, shalawir from the makor, from the urim, so it came from the makor. Since she was standing, the meraglam went up to the makor and brings down the dam. Abba b'sveik sveika, where a man also used this bowl, and maybe the dam came from him, so it's a sveik sveika. Ulay metanam, Rav Meir would agree that she's tahira. Adilma maybe no loishna, doesn't make a difference. He'll agree to Reb Shimon Svara in the Sefer, to say that that's still his Tameya. Of course, we say the man's not Bechlal the Sefer going to the Isha and it'll be Tameya. So Amar Shlaka says, yes, he, the same Aloha, Reb Meir would agree that she's Tameya in the Sefer. And the Svara would be, because the Mitara Sefer came from the man is out of the picture. So it's only the Isha, if she's a Medis, it'll be Tameya. Mai, what's your Raya? Since the end of the Mishnah doesn't say, the Sefer doesn't say, Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, Metarim. It doesn't say in the Sefer, Reb Meir is Metarim, only says Reb Yosi is Metarim. Since it doesn't say Reb Meir, Mashm Reb Meir would agree it's Tanei even in the Sefer. For the Gemara Yochi, that's true. So Hashtu Reb Meir, Chutakashan Reb Meir, Hashtu Reb Meir, Bisveik Sveik Metarim. You want it from Reb Meir, would say it's Tanei in the Sefer, where there's two people involved, still she's Tanei. If so, the Chat Sofik Miboi. Like, how come Reb Meir has to say as a loch in the ratio? He should have just said as a loch in the Sefer. And Pshitai would know in the ratio she's Tameya. Why does he only say in the ratio, not in the Sefer? So my answer is, Lodicha Koycha the Reb Yosi, that the reason why it brings down the Machlokes in the ratio, the teacher's the Chiddush of Reb Yosi's Alocha, that the Afridu Bechad Sveika Mitayir, that's why he wants to bring down the Machlokes for Reb Meir and Reb Yosi in the ratio, to teach us the Chiddush of Reb Yosi, that even though it's one suffix, still, Reb Yosi says it's Torah. So Mara says, why? Still, the Yad and Miflagi, the Chatzveik, what are you only argue in one suffix, and you're telling me now what's the Svara? L'adicha Korkot, Reb Yosi, teaching the Kiddush of Reb Yosi, Litlig, the Sveik Sveik, they should argue rather in the Sefer. Sveik Sveik, L'adicha Korkot, Reb Meir, teaching the Kiddush of Reb Meir. That he says, even my Sveik Sveik, Shulz Taneya. You're answering me, the Sefer Machlekes narration, teach me the Kiddush of Reb Yosi, that she's Torah. But why don't you already say the Machlokes in the Sefer? It'll be a Chiddush of Reb Meir that she's Tameya. So Mara says, no, on this we have the Klal, Koyech Tetei Rodif. It's always better to hear something that's Matir, a Heter, that's a bigger Chiddush. So you want to say the Machlokes in the Rishon, that Reb Yosi's Chiddush is, even though it's only one Sefik, still he holds she's Tameya. Yeah. That's for Shlokesh's Pshat. But Reb Yechon says no. Kikom Rabbi Meir, wonder Rabbi Meir say in the ratio she's Tameya b'chad sveik, there's only one person, only she's involved. Aval the sveik sveik in the ratio, in their sefer where there's two people, she and the man, then lo yamar, then Rabbi Meir would agree that she's Torah. Because he holds in Kain, because it was really true in Kain, no, this is a question, if Kwan Rabbi Yechon and in Kain was so, list me, why isn't the sefer the Mishnah say then Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Metayer, we should have said Rabbi Meir also in the sefer and said he's Metayer. According to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, true, Enoch Nami, if that's the way it should have been. But the Yardi, the Selik, and Rabbi Yosef, since we ended off saying Rabbi Yosef Loch and the Ratio, so that he holds his Torah, is possible with Rabbi Yosef, therefore in the Sefer also starts off with Rabbi Yosef. But really, Enoch Nami, that you may be able to agree in the Sefer to say that she's Torah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. They are Sveik, or may be able to agree it's Torah. Now the Gemara's question, though, Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, though, Bechad Sveik and Metayer, once Rabbi Yosef says in the Reisha, that even though it's only the Isha involved, that she's Torah, so the Sveik Sveik and Miboi, why does he have to say in the Sefer she's Torah? Who are Pshita? Well, if the Madach one Sofik is Torah, Pshita Sveik Sveik would be Torah. Smur says, yes, Madach time I would have thought to say maybe, Hani Milu Diyevit, when does Rabbi Yosef in the Reisha say that she's Torah? Only the Diyevit means if she already touched Kachim or Trumas, we say it's Torah. But maybe I'm Lechachidu Loi, but maybe Lechachidu Rabbi Yosef would agree she should not touch Tyrus. Lechachidu she should be knowing as if she's Tomei. It's Kamash Mulan, that's why Kamash Mulan, they may have to say, Rabbi Yosef says Lechachidu two times in the Mishnah teach us that he means to say Toira Lagamri, even Lechachidu, that she's 100% Toira, and she's allowed even Lechachidu to touch Tyrus and Kachim. Another one says, Tanya Kabasa Rabbi Yechon, bring a proof to Rabbi Yechon, that says, Ish V'Isha, man V'Isha. Both of them were urinating one after another in the same bowl. Later we found blood in the mayim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Mitayr, so clearly Rabbi Meir also agrees that Malkum Sveiker, she's Tahor. Rabbi Shimon Mitama, this is not Mishnah. Shimon says no, she's Tahor, even though it's a Sveiker. Still, Rabbi Shimon says she's Tahor. So most of the Tzibur have a question like this: Isha Yosheves Mali Yom Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say where the Isha Yosheves sitting? So that's what Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, even with Sveiker, she's Tahor. Maybe it's only where she's a medis, where she's standing. So then you have her mea svara, the urine goes up and goes to the makor and brings down dam. And we don't care about the man. It's not shkir for man to have dam. That's why it's tummy. But what's going to be yeshevas where she's sitting? Would Rav Shimon agree that she's tayro? No, even there she's tummy. So mother says, kiyam Rav Shimon, does Rav Shimon say that she's tumeya the medis? Maybe only when she's standing. And then the svara is the doch, glu alma. And since she's standing, the feet are pressing together, that causes the urine maybe to go up a little bit into the near the makor and brings out dam. Obviously, when she's sitting down, though, light maybe there he agrees the urine comes straight out, so it doesn't go near the makor. So we said the dam is from the urine, not from the nidus. Or do we maybe lace, but there's no difference according to Rav Shimon, he's machmeno. At all times, he says it's not shkiach for dam to come from the urine, but rather the dam comes from the nidus and she's tameya. So Toshima coming here. So the Tani will learn like this. Yosheves Toilo. That where she's Yosheves, then we could be Toilo. Yosheves Tak is Toilo. But I met this ain't a Toilo. Give her Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. That's what Meir Shita. She's sitting, she's Toilo. She's standing, she's Tameya. Rabbi Yosi Yamano Benkach Benkach Toilo. Even though she's standing, still you go to Kula. That's what Yosi Shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Naimit says clearly, Benkach or Benkach ain't a Toilo. He holds on both cases. That you're not toilet, ain't a toilet, yields whether she's standing or whether she's sitting. Even when she's sitting, still Rabbi Shimon says she's tameya. That's what Shimon Svara said, that when she's urinating, it's not shechiyah b'chlal dam to come from the urine. Dam comes from the makor, from therefore she's tameya. So this is where the case here was, where only she's using the bowl herself. Now we boil over a question like this: what's going to be ish v'isha yoshvin? Maliyam Rav Shimon, what's going to be the case where first Isha was sitting and urinating, and then the man used the same bowl, and later we found dam in the bowl? So here they're both sitting down. So maybe Kiyam Rav Shimon and Medes the Dochel Liyam. When does Rav Shimon say in the Mishnah, even the Mokim Sveika, it's Tameid, maybe only where she's standing? Or else the Yosheves Techat Sva Sofik. Or else maybe even when she's sitting, like we just said, but only with this one suffix, with just she herself used the bowl. Then he's machmir. Ah, well, maybe the sveik sveik lo yamar. But maybe where both the man and Isha both use the same bowl, and they're both sitting, maybe there Rabbi Shimon agrees that she's Taira. Or maybe later, there's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. In all cases, she's Tameya. But yes, Toshima, come and bring a proof. That Kivun the Yamar Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Chef kaz domim in the Isha, that there's a chazaka that the dam comes from the isha, not from the man. If so, then the svar would be loishna imdin, loishna yoshrin. There's no difference. As according to Rabbi Shimon, the fact the man used the bowl means nothing. A man doesn't see dam. It's more mistab that dam came from the isha. If so, two doesn't make a difference, just like one. And by like one, we just got finished. Rabbi Shimon says clearly, even though she's a yosheves, still he holds she's tameya. Because he holds it's not shchiach b'chlal for dam to come b'shas the urine, but rather the dam comes from the makor, and therefore he says she's tameya. Wherefore, the halach is like Rabbi Yosi, that even in the case where she's a medes, still we say she's tahira. Rabbi Yosi says, benkach or benkach tahira, that the dam does not come from the makor when she's urinating, but rather the dam comes from the urine track, and therefore she remains tahira. Yet now the Mishnah says, hish'ilo chaluko l'nochris. Let's say a lady lent her clothing, or the dress or the underwear, to a goya to wear. And after she got finished wearing it, then the original owner wore it again. And then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it. Or else she gave it to a nida. And she let her friend that was a nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found the kesem on it. All right, turn over, continue on. And then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it.
or else on the nida, or else she gave it to a nida, and she let her friend that was a nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found a kesem on it. So lochuriz, her raised that toilabor, she has a right to say that this kesem came from the nochuriz or from the nida, and she remains toira. So it says in the Mishnah, her raised that toilabor, that when she, the owner of the clothing, when she puts it on afterwards, and then she finds a kesem, she has a right to say the kesem did not come from her, but rather it came from the nochriyot, that's tummy anyway, or came from the nida. And Rashi says, since they are tameir anyway, it's mustarba the dam came from them, and not from this isha that was Torah until now. So she has a right to say the dam came from them, and not from her, she remains Torah. But what's going to be gimel noshim, three ladies, shalashu cholak echod, that they lent the dress one to another. And first one lady wore it, the next day the next one, third one, the third lady wore it, the same dress, one after another. And then at the end of 3 days, they found a kesem on it. They don't know who it came from. Or else, Oishayoshvu al Sasalechot, all three of them used one chair, they sat down on one after another. And they have been in through all of them. When they got up, they found blood on the Sasal. So Lochus Kulum Timaeus, since we do not know from which one of them it came from, so the rule b'chlal the suffix, the mina suffix, all three of them have tum atat tamanida now. What's going to be Yoshua Sasu Shalev, let's say they sat down on a stool made out of stone, which is not mekabel tumah, or else oyel itzdebo shomerchet, sat down on a stool in the Beis HaMerchet, it's also part of the building, it's not mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Nechemya Mitar, Rabbi Nechemya holds, that even though this dam found, and we know it came from one of these ladies, they rule Torah, they don't have a Tumas Kesem on them. Why? Sure, Rav Nechemya used to say, his shita was, that Kol Dove Shein Makabel Tumah, if you find a Kesem in anything that's not Makabel Tumah, the Lacher is, Ein Makabel Kesem, it has no Tumas Kesem either. So since there's no Din Tumah on an Evan, on a stone, so therefore there's no Din Kesem, therefore the Noshim remain Tairus. Yeah, soon the Gemara, why?